Some surprising automotive news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota just posted its biggest profit since early 2008. The carmaker announced today it made $1.7 billion last quarter, thanks partly to strong demand for its popular hybrid car, the Prius. But that's about where the good news stops for the company. Those figures don't include damages from a massive safety recall. And we're getting more detail about brake problems now in the Prius. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us from New York live. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So what's the latest on this braking issue?
A Toyota spokesman told the Associated Press that the company had discovered a design problem with the anti-lock brake system on the 2010 Prius and says it has fixed that problem for models sold since late January. As for people who bought the cars before then, the company says it's still figuring out how to inform them.
And what exactly is the problem, Amy?
Well, the company didn't give much detail about what's actually going on with the brakes, but the New York Times has reported that complaints from drivers involve the brakes momentarily not working at low speeds, especially on slippery roads. It's not clear if there's going to be a recall. U.S. and Japanese regulators are investigating.
And I mentioned that the big profit Toyota announced today doesn't include the damages from the gas pedal recall. What did the company say about how those problems might affect future earnings?
Well, today we got an official estimate of the damage. Toyota says the repairs alone will cost more than $1 billion, and it expects to lose up to $880 million in sales. So that's a total of $2 billion projected through March.
Marketplace's Amy Scott live with us in New York. Amy, thanks.
You're welcome.
Toyota stock has tanked in the past 2 weeks, down 22% since the recall was announced 2 weeks ago. That's a lost market value of $30 billion. Other stocks in Asia, well, they're lower. The Hang Seng tanked by nearly 2% today. European shares are off right now as well, about a half a percent. Markets at home yesterday were down. The Dow gave back about 26 points to close at 10,270. Today, advocates for reforming chemical regulation testify before the Senate. Now, there are all kinds of toxic chemicals around us, from couch cushions to water bottles. The question is how best to monitor toxins that find their way into our bodies. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Jennifer Collins reports.
Erica Schrader is a scientist for the Washington Toxics Coalition. She's also a lab rat. She let researchers test the amount of some chemicals in her body as she nursed her daughter. The chemicals may slow brain development in babies. They're known as PBDEs.
You know, if you're sitting on a nice office chair right now, it's fairly likely that it has PBDEs in it.
Schrader had 10 times the level of PBDEs found in European women. Now she's demanding tougher chemical regulations.
So what we would like to see is that manufacturers can only use chemicals that have been tested fully for safety.
Mike Walls represents the American chemical industry. He agrees testing is critical.
Right now, we can find smaller and smaller amounts of more and more chemicals in more and more places.
But there are more than 80,000 of those chemicals. And Walls says the regulations need to target only those chemicals in everyday use to be cost effective. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
We thought we'd test our knowledge of international affairs again, as we do every so often. And we're glad to bring in Stefan Richter with this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's quiz?
I am. Let's dive right in.
So, is it true or false that the number of smokers in China is larger than the entire U.S. population?
The number of smokers in China, I would say, well, there are more than a billion people.
Billion three.
In China, mm-hmm. A billion three. And the United States has, what, 300 million and change?
Yeah,
so
rising.
I would say yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Wow.
You're A real quiz master answerer here. Of the 1.3 billion Chinese, 350 million smoke. That makes for 27% of the entire country's population. So the Chinese are the world's top smoker by a long shot.
And by percentage they are?
The Chinese consume up to one-third of all tobacco products sold worldwide. And remember, at 1.3 billion, they just account for one-fifth of the world population. So they use much more tobacco than they even account for as a population share. And as a result of all that, up to 1 million Chinese die each year from diseases that are directly linked to smoking, such as lung cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and so on.
Are the Chinese doing anything about this problem there?
Well, they are. You know, if you're a basketball fan, you've heard of Houston Rockets basketball star Yao Ming, who is a big star in China. And he was asked to join the wife of China's vice president to lead an anti-tobacco campaign in the country. And Yao finds himself now named as an ambassador to the Chinese Association of Tobacco Control. The Chinese have an association for everything, just like we here in the United States. That makes for a solid basis for a future partnership, it seems.
Well, we're going to hope that it does some good over there in China. And Stefan Richter, thanks for joining us this morning with some insight on the international perspective.
Yeah, let's keep the tobacco out and down.
All right, Stefan Richter, publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine of the global economy, politics, and culture. And finally, we all remember the popular Australian anthem Down Under, released by the group Men at Work. An Australian judge has ruled that song sounds a lot like a popular campfire favorite written by a teacher 75 years ago. He ruled Men at Work owes the owners of the song Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree years of royalties because of the similarity. Do you hear it? Or is the Kookaburra not even close? I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.